Hello, everyone.
Ho, ho, ho.
Look at
hey,
this.
Everybody. Yeah, this is exciting. Hey, I'm Sandeep. I'll introduce myself this time. Usually we introduce each other, but today's
we
a special
do,
episode.
Yeah. This is a special. I'm Omer Najam, and this is a special because normally we would be on Twitch, we'd be live, we'd be playing some games. Delvin would be telling us that we're doing something, you know, incorrectly in the game, and we'd
and he'd be right.
Yeah.
He'd be correct. But today we're changing up. We went to PAX East in Boston, and we decided to film some of our shenanigans there instead.
Yeah.
So we're giving you this as a special episode.
That's right. That's right. We hung out with a bunch of game developers. We got to chat with some folks who make dice. We even ran into a couple of our friends along the way.
Mm-hmm. We
filmed the whole thing, and we cut it together. Yeah. We have a couple friends. You'll see all of them.
That's right. All
two
four
of them. Yeah.
Including my new friend, because I got mind flayed.
That's right.
Yeah, so enjoy that.
All right, well, without further ado, here it is, our adventures in Boston at PAX East. Hey, everyone.
Hi. Oh, welcome to the ABCD podcast. You thought you were in Boston, but no. I mean, well, you are.
You are, actually, so you're correct.
Yeah, but you thought you were flying through Boston.
Yeah.
It turns out you're flying through our minds here at the Westin.
That's right.
Historic Westin. I have no idea if it's historic.
Yeah, Sam Adams built it himself.
With his bare hands.
Yeah, with his bare hands.
But we are here live at PAX East, which is a big video game convention in Boston. And
we're going to go check out some stuff. We got a panel later today, but first we want to take you around the floor, so... Come on, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go to Boston. Okay, so of course we're in Boston, so they're gonna have to have a Dunkin' Donuts booth.
Yes, you're
right. It has to be a thing.
Right here, check us out. We got our donkeys. Our precious donkeys.
We got a donkeys activation.
Yeah.
Where people are, it's like, it's pretty cool. Let's go look at it. Let's go look at it real quick. Okay, so here's what's happening, as you can see, right? People throwing a ball at a wall of donuts that are popping up on a sort of pressurized screen. Pretty good
stuff.
All right. It's kind of taking like Duck Hunt to the next
level. Yeah, to the next donut, yeah.
To the next donut.
Yeah.
Of course, we have to have a this versus that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, look, we're in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Our this versus that this time is going to be the Dunkin' Donuts Munchkin versus the Gulab Jamun.
Okay.
Which is basically a munchkin smothered in syrup.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's
so
great.
So, we're just going to ask random people what their feelings are on those and determine... Once and for all, what does Boston love more? Yeah. Who should we ask first?
How about the Mind Flayer?
Let's ask the Mind Flayer. You want a munchkin or a gulab jamun? Mind Flayer. Gulab jamun. You heard it here first. The Mind Flayer flayed me and definitely said gulab jamun.
So. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that's one
vote
already.
He's a big Indian food fan.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Mind Flayer. And now he lives forever in my id.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's gonna be good. Hey, we're here with Travis at the Dispel Dice booth.
Yes.
Aren't we? Hi, Travis.
Hi, guys.
What are you holding?
So I've got one of our Mimic Chests, our Dispel Dice dog toys.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular at this con.
God.
So the chest comes with three coins, all squeaky.
And how many different dog toys were you selling?
We have three different dog toys.
Yeah.
We have our Red Dragon, which is unfortunately sold out, along with the Gelatinous
Cube. Fortunately for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have our Mimic, which we still have in stock. Yeah.
And of course, you've got your dice, which are some of my favorite dice that I have in my collection. Are these new guys here?
So
we have some new sets here at PAX.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you guys our parties, our class sets.
Okay.
So we have... our damage per second set, DPS.
Yes.
We have our healer set.
Oh, these are awesome.
And we have our tank set. All of these come with an accompanying candle made by Cantrip.
You're joking, our friends at Cantrip.
Yes,
yeah.
Great guys over there.
What makes these things so deadly sharp? Like, I feel like they're powerful. And I could.
Like,
do
if
some
you chucked
real
it.
Actual DPS.
Like, as you roll, the table is getting, like.
We would not recommend that litigation might come.
As you say it,
he does. Oh, God.
For those listening, Sandeep has knocked over the entire display here
sure
at PAX
did.
East. Okay, first roll of the game.
I got a one. I'm a natural one. I think that sounds about right.
So where can everyone find more stuff of all Dispel online?
We are currently selling dispeldice.com. Mm-hmm. We have a store on Etsy and Amazon now.
Beautiful. Look at that.
All right, and then our final question that we got to ask, right? Because this is ABCD podcast.
American-born Teddy Daisy, it's a South Asian focus.
Okay.
Conversation.
So we got to ask you, what would you rather have, this versus that? A Dunkin' Donuts munchkin or an Indian gulab jamun?
I have not had that before.
Okay.
Well, if
so
you don't,
I would
they're like it. They're like syrupy munchkins, basically. Have you ever seen that?
I have not.
Okay. That's okay.
But
that's okay.
I'm down to try it. I would rather try something new than try something
I love
before.
That.
I'm taking so sight unseen. We got to vote for gulab jamun.
Our first non-mind player vote for gulab jamun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you
right.
so much
Thanks
for having
so much,
us.
Guys. It's been a pleasure.
So my name is Sai Naf. We manufacture for board games for Exploding Kittens, Big Potato.
Yeah, yeah.
So all those sort of things. We do design development for them. But this is our next Kickstarter. It's called Shape Invaders.
Okay, I've got to ask you about this game because this game reminds me of playing Carrom.
Yes.
As a kid.
So I basically grew up playing Carrom my whole life. So this is essentially Carrom for the Western market. Okay. But the big thing with Carrom is You need a huge board, essentially.
Yes. Yeah.
And my board's like, the one at home is like 3 generations old.
Yes. Yeah.
But they cost a lot of money. So the whole aim with Shape Invaders is that you can play a flicking game, a dexterity game on any table you want. So we manufacture them in a certain way that had a low surface contact area.
Okay.
So even if you had like a wobbly board or like a bumpy board or a bumpy table, you can play the game. Essentially, you're trying to get rid of your opponent's motherships off the table.
Yeah,
so you're
like
flicking pieces.
Space Invaders, but...
Exactly.
It's Carrom.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. You guys should definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Check us out
right
on shapeinvadersgame.com.
We have to ask you, we do a thing on our show called This Versus That.
Okay.
Where we like compare chai versus a coffee.
Oh, okay. The Daisy thing versus an American thing.
Because we're in Boston, it's the Dunkin' Donuts munchkin versus the gulab jamun. What are you choosing? And be honest.
The munchkin.
Oh!
If I'm being honest.
Oh.
The thing is, it might be different because Tamil or Sri Lankan gulab jamun is so sweet.
It is.
I quite like the munchkins, actually. So.
Yeah.
Because we don't think in the UK we don't get Dunkin' Donuts. So.
Right. Oh, so this is an exotic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Right. This is their gulab jamun.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
It makes sense. I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
I'm on Team Munchkin. I'm going to be honest, I'm Team Munchkin.
You guys.
I'm with you, man. I think it's too sweet.
What
it's
is
way
this?
Too
you
sweet.
Can't do
it's
this.
Sweet. It's hard. The donut itself is already sweet. Then you're going to dip it in sweet syrup?
Yes,
it's
the syrup.
Yes,
you are.
Thing is, though, I can have maybe like 2 or 3 in one go. But then I'm like, I can't have any more than this.
I'm out for like a month.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like jalebi as well. I can have I can have like 2 at max.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, someone please help
me. I look at a jalebi and I go into a food coma, so I understand you, yeah.
Yeah, one of these, we'll do jalebi versus jelly beans. And,
yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Awesome,
right.
Thank you again so much for letting us hang out and play some games.
No,
this is great.
Okay, when you're trying to interview someone very famous and a big deal like Anjali, you have to, you know, work around the adoring fans that are going to try to grab some pictures with her. And that's just like the deal. We're just talking about your fame right now, Anjali.
Fame, I want to live forever.
Oh.
Where did this come from?
Not. I do not have the rights to that song. We're so screwed. We're so happy to have Anjali finally here at PAX because she had a whole saga to get here.
It only took me 4 flights.
Oh my gosh.
Getting bumped
Brutal.
4 times. But
Brutal.
I got it. I am here. I've had a little bit of tricky luck with travel lately, but I feel like I'm here at the right time.
You're here in time for a panel, which is like what really
That's
matters.
All that matters.
Like honestly.
And to come and buy more dice because obviously I need more dice.
From Misty
Always.
Mountain Gaming, who sponsored us to be here too, so we love them.
We love Misty Mountain Gaming. Okay.
We're doing a little segment. It's called Auntie versus Auntie Watch 2024. And we thought we had to bring the baddest auntie of them all to figure this out, okay?
All right. Bad auntie is here for you. Let's go.
Now, listen, we're not necessarily politics guys in general,
okay.
But what sort of struck us about this 2024 presidential race was we are technically 2 heartbeats away from there being two aunties going head to head. Nikki right. Haley, right? Technically an auntie. Kamala auntie.
Kamala auntie, yeah. Kamala,
much more. Listen.
Kamala the Mamala, you know.
I mean, listen. However you feel about either of them, right, the point no, is, it would be historic.
Yes.
If it was auntie versus auntie.
That is kind of incredible.
Right? Yeah. So our metric right now is that we're doing a watch, like a doomsday clock.
Yeah. Imagine like an auntie with like two arms. Hour. Yeah. Actually, don't worry about the other arm. It's just one.
It's just an hour. Yeah. Okay. And but we're going in reverse because the way like a doomsday clock, when it hits midnight, it's bad news, doom. Right? For us, if it's auntie versus auntie, probably a better scenario.
Kind of win-win. Here's the thing about aunties too, like for all of the bad rap that they get, my aunties are dope as they are the best. They are
of
always
course.
There for you in a pinch. And they get things done.
That's right.
Like, you want to get something done, give it to an auntie.
Yeah. That's right.
She may judge you for how you're doing it wrong, she'll do it.
She will judge you. Yeah. But
she will just take it out of your hands and do it, whatever it is.
Yeah, 100%.
She will get it done.
She'll get it done. Okay. It's, right now it's at 11:57. It's very, like, close to doomsday. Like, they're both running against each other. Biden versus Trump right now.
Yeah.
The aunties are...
some updates, right?
There are some updates.
Okay.
I mean, not a ton, but there are some updates,
you know, like
right?
Some legal stuff that's going on and everything.
You know.
What time would you put us at?
Yeah.
Between noon and midnight. Noon being auntie versus auntie.
I feel like 11:58. We're close.
Between, for what? For it's remaining not auntie versus auntie, right?
No, tell me. I don't quite understand.
We're going, okay, I know.
It's
confusing. It's a terrible convoluted system. If we get to 1 o'clock, that means it's basically auntie versus auntie. Right now, we're at close to 12. Because, it's probably going to be Biden versus Trump.
1 p.m. is good, auntie versus auntie. Midnight is bad.
I feel like we're...
2020.
Do you think we're going back? Do you think that,
I think we're going in the direction. I think we're going in the right direction.
Okay.
Towards 1 p.m.?
I'm trying to be... bipartisan.
Yeah, sure.
While I say this, but I it might be the only silver lining in my personal opinion.
I know, that's
that
why.
Situation. Yep. So
feeling good about auntie versus auntie.
So we should knock it back an hour. We should not, for Anjali's blessing.
Yes. 11 p.m.
We're at 11 p.m. Instead of 11:57, we're gonna knock it back 57 minutes to 11 p.m. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Let's
I
go.
I still don't understand the system.
Great.
Because it's very convoluted.
It doesn't make any sense.
But you know what? Aunties are complicated people too. You know.
Yeah, it's true.
That's right.
They're very complicated on the inside.
All right. We're at 11 p.m.
You
heard it here.
It's not bad. We're getting there.
Hey everyone, we're here with Xander from Fantasy Flight Games. How's it going?
I'm doing great. It's been a wonderful time here at PAX East, so.
Beautiful.
Doing well.
You're here with Star Wars Unlimited, correct?
I'm here with Star Wars Unlimited. So yeah, we're showing off the brand new trading card game. It's been about 2 weeks since the release, so it's been really fun.
God, that's amazing. For folks who don't know what Star Wars Unlimited is, what would be like a 2-sentence pitch you would give?
Star Wars Unlimited is a fast-paced strategic trading card game. It's full of iconic characters, vehicles, moments from the Star Wars galaxy that really will bring in longtime Star Wars fans as well as fans of trading card games.
And you also have the mechanic of an aerial attack situation as well as a land-based,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's very Star Wars in that you are going in space and ground simultaneously, you know, fighting for aerial dominance, like you said, and then also you have your troops on the ground doing their best job to control the battlefield.
The third act of every Star Wars movie,
Exactly, it is the epitome of Star Wars there.
You have a bunch of Rogue One features, which I love because I'm a big Rogue One fan. Might be a contentious opinion, but it made me very happy.
Is it a contentious opinion?
I know people who get really heated about Rogue One. Well, Star Wars, everything. Thank you, okay, great, yes.
Yeah, me too. I think it's the best of the sort of prequel.
Yeah.
I mean, not just because I'm friends with Gary Whitta. And I'm contractually obligated to say that.
Yes,
but,
yeah. Well, we'll have to play at some point.
We gotta play.
But for right now, in terms of 1v1, we have a little game we're playing around the convention floor today. On ABCD, American Born Teddy Daisies, we take an iconically American thing and then juxtapose it against an iconically South Asian thing.
Okay.
And you have to choose one.
Okay.
The Dunkin' Donuts Munchkin or a Gulab Jamun?
If you don't know what a gulab jamun is, we can tell you.
I was about to ask, what is a gulab
jamun? Okay.
It's a popular dessert. It's like they're little balls, like dough balls that are in syrup.
Yes.
And in like a rose syrup. So,
I'm going to have to go with that because I love rose syrup.
Wow.
I am in on it. And that's coming from a big fan of the Munchkin.
Oh, look at that!
But I would have to say
we've converted a Munchkin head into a Gulab Jamun head.
I'm so sorry, Munchkin heads out there. Yeah. Give a Gulab Jamun a try.
Thank you. I love that. Good try. Well, thank you so much, and we can't wait to play more.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, awesome. Sir Khan. This is perfect. This is what I was hoping to happen. Right, when we're recording the ABCD podcast. We got KP right here in the flesh. Dude, how was your con?
It went really well. I had a lot of fun. This was my first ever PAX East.
Amazing. Same here.
Same? Yeah. Same. Oh, man.
Oh, PAX East virgins.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Listen to all the Daisies at PAX East. We're breaking in. No, it was a lot of fun. I got to do a panel yesterday, which was great.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm here to do photos. It was about networking in the space. It was called Charisma Check, which I was very I liked a lot. Nice. But it was all about how to network in the space, how to connect with folks without like overstepping your boundries.
Oh yeah.
Asking to be on a podcast as they're about to leave the convention.
No. So, but we.
My brother carrying their bags.
No.
This
was actually a perfect example of a good way because we already had a good connection. Yeah. We knew each other and we knew that we were safe around each other and this is a nice, hey, we're trying to help each other, uplift all of us versus like, you know, you might have someone who's never met you before come up and be like, let me present to you 30 minutes of all the cool things that I do and then can you help me? And you're just like, I'm just trying to eat my sandwich, bro.
Right.
Thank you. I'm just trying to shake one out and leave. I'm so sorry.
Shake one out. I'm stealing that term for people who don't know you. Can you tell them all about you?
Oh my God. And here's where the imposter syndrome comes in.
Okay.
But we're going to say F you to that and say, my name is KP. I go by KP11 Studios on all your social medias. I'm a photographer, voice actor, culture consultant, performer on APs and otherwise, as well as a writer on various projects. All of them fairly decent. I'm not going to say I'm the best at them, but it is good enough and I'm proud of it. So there we are.
Well, you're the best writer of those projects that you do.
Yeah.
No. It's all... It's a group effort.
You have to be the best.
I have to be the best. Yep. Top marks. Amazing. Wonderful. Let's go. Break it out. Yes. Yeah. Whenever you're uncomfortable, break out the Indian accent, right?
Your photography style is incredible. I would go so far as to say iconic. KP stuff, you know it's KP stuff. KP.
Oh.
Yeah. Sure. There's very few photographers I know that you could say that, where you're like,
oh my God,
you can look at this person's work and be like, I know exactly who did this.
Yes, and this is not just us sucking up to try to get free photos from KP, but it's hard. Okay, we found a Reka in the wild.
Hey, and you know what that means? When you find a Reka, we get free samples of food.
Listen, that's right.
Let's go.
When you find a Ladu Auntie in the wild,
oh
you
my
get
God.
Free samples.
My aunt used to release me into Sam's Club like a wild animal to get samples.
Okay, so take us through this.
So
what
they
is
have
coffee?
A home blend and they have a light blend.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I've already studied it. You're asking what coffee is?
Yeah.
It's bean water.
Okay.
That's caffeine.
Wow. Yeah.
You grind up. So you get your beans, you give them a wash, you roast them.
So it's like an aquafaba sort of situation, huh?
Yeah. I'm excited to try this coffee.
Which one are you looking forward to the most?
I would like the home blend.
Okay.
And now I can't tell you why. It said it was comforting.
Yeah.
So that sounds nice.
Because home is comforting sometimes. Sometimes it can be stressful. If you're in the house blend,
well,
be so sorry.
To be honest, if I'm being honest, I actually was
love
at
honest.
This booth. And I had the home blend.
So, you're coming back.
Wait, but now you have to pretend to be somebody else to get another free sample.
Yeah.
Like, that's
no,
how that works. No,
I don't. They know I'm sick. I actually said, I said I'm sick and they saw the master went, you're sick? I'm like, no.
Maybe they
I'm
just,
mentally sick.
Maybe they just.
I need to have more coffee.
Parents just grab handfuls of Costco samples. There's no take one. They don't understand that.
My dad is so profoundly embarrassing with samples.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's sample culture.
My dad would cut the line
100%.
And ask for one of each.
100%. And then my dad, he now just literally, and this is not a joke, he loves tiny spoons.
Okay.
And so whenever we go to any ice cream place and they give you a free sample, he doesn't ask anymore. He just goes, I'm taking this.
Like it's salt and straw. He would just be like.
And it's used?
It's the spoon they gave him.
Yeah.
And they're not plastic. They're like metal spoons
or
whatever.
Spoons.
And then he will.
That's,
I'm not even
that's
kidding.
That's theft.
He goes, I'm going to take this.
That's theft.
So he wants it. No, but he told them. And they're just so...
No, you can tell someone you're stealing.
They're so stunned. They do nothing about it.
That's robbery. Yeah, that's...
That is,
Like a bank robbery isn't legal because someone's like,
I'm
taking it. Yeah.
If you tell them, it's actually a law.
Hi. There. Yeah.
Hello. How's it going?
We finally made it to
you. Oh, thank you. Thank you so
much. Can you say that into the recording microphone?
Hi, my name is Catherine Lenahan. For the legal record, I am a huge fan. Oh.
Okay, guess what? I found another Sandeep.
Hello, my name is Sandeep Shashiharan. Nice to meet you.
And I'm Sandeep Parikh. Oh my gosh, this is very exciting for me.
Very exciting, you
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. How many other Sandeeps have you found in the wild?
I met only one other Sandeep.
Where did you find this other Sandeep?
At the tennis court.
Okay, and who's a better Sandeep?
This guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's probably a better tennis player than I am. Sure. Was he nasty?
Hey, he was also an uncle. So.
Also an uncle? Damn! This guy slammed by the other Sandeep, the younger, sexier, cooler Sandeep.
Oh, dude, I appreciate that.
Okay, we're going to do some this versus that with our web designer, the web designer of DaisyQuest.com, who we found here at the convention, Niraj Shah. That's right. And also, fellow New Hampshireite. We're both the two Indians from New Hampshire. I don't know if you know this.
Look at that.
We're from there and we made it out.
We made it. You're goddamn right. Niraj, hey, welcome to the ABCD podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
I think technically we did some research on where the podcast is being downloaded, and there's like 16 downloads from Somerville. Is that you?
It could be, you know.
I just doxed you. I just realized that. Niraj, first of all, we want to talk about us. How did we do at the panel? We just walked out of our DaisyQuest panel, and I want to know, from your perspective, are you happy that you're web designing for us, or are you wishing I never did this?
Yeah. I mean, okay, admittedly I'm biased, but I do think that was my favorite panel of the entire weekend.
That's
right. I'm not just saying that to suck up to you guys. I can do that in other ways, but no, genuinely, it was very insightful, very fun, really appreciated all your answers and everything, so glad I could be here for it.
Awesome,
thank
man.
Thank you. That's so wonderful.
And it's great, because we also rushed on a minute before it started. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be an Indian panel if you hadn't done it that
way. Yeah, 100%. We were almost two on time.
Yeah.
Okay, another quick thing about Niraj before we jump into our game
is
that Niraj is not just designing websites, which you should do with him if you so choose, but he's a stand-up comedian, inspired me to do more stand-up myself.
Sweet.
Super funny dude, and we animated a show together years ago for Nerdist. Tell the fans a little bit about our history.
What?
We've known each other, since 2008, so it's been a minute. Yeah, we worked together. Game Off was our show. That was a lot of fun. That was a really good time. Wish we could have gotten back and done some more of that. But
it was about about two Goombas in Mario and what they're doing in the moments before they get stomped every episode by Mario. Yeah, it was really fun.
So funny.
And former stand-up. I haven't performed in a little bit.
Yeah, but you're gonna go back.
That I inspired Sandeep, because, I mean, I say this truly. Honestly, in less than a year, you've gotten better than I have in doing it for nearly a decade, and I mean
stop. Stop. Go on. Stop. Stop. Keep
the most improved, I see, is what you're saying.
You basically brought him on. All right. Now we got to get serious, Niraj, okay? We're going to play a little game.
Absolutely.
This is what we do on the show, as you may or may not know, as the 16 downloads from Somerville, Massachusetts. We play this versus that. And today's this versus that, in honor of being in Boston, is Dunkin' Donuts Munchkins versus Gulab Jamun. And you gotta be real about this, okay? No pandering. And you are from the area, so I feel like this should be interesting. Where do you land and why?
This is a tough call, but also it's Gulab Jamun all the way, because that's not a tough call at all.
Yes!
It's wow. Gulab Jamun is one of the premier Indian treats. It is perfect. Everyone loves it. A munchkin.
Everyone.
Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Really,
I just like the efficiency of hey, stop throwing out the middles. We can do something with
this. They're not throwing out that you roll it back in and you get more rings.
No, they did. In my fantasy, they take all the syrup, they were all throwing them out, and then some
in
genius.
In this research that you did purely in your own head.
As a four-year-old who discovered them, I thought they were actually donut holes, okay?
So you make this the big circle, and then you make a little circle, and then you roll it into a ball, and they go,
Yeah. They tossed them. That's right.
Okay, so if a jelly munchkin is the middle of a jelly donut, yeah. Why doesn't all the jelly just leak out of it?
Listen, as my 6-year-old self had an answer for this. It was probably something around magic.
Do you have, like, your journals from when you were 6? Could, like, go back to your notes?
And it's all munchkins. It looks like the Zodiac Killer stuff. It's, like, actually really disturbing.
All right, fine. I'm getting clearly crushed in this game. Thanks, Neeraj.
Thank you so much for everything you do for the show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for talking to me. And awesome. And thanks for doing this. It's fantastic.
All right, well, download number 17 is going to happen because you're going to listen to yourself, I assume, on the ABCD podcast. This is the beauty of PAX. We get to run into buddies that are from the streams that you forget how much taller they are than you in real life.
Sorry about it. I'm a giant.
So here we are with Critical Bard.
Yes.
You can find them all over Twitch.
Yep.
Sometimes?
What does that mean? Things changing?
I'm lazy.
Okay.
Lazy. Accomplished. You're busy.
You're right.
Dude, how's your convention been going? And give us a highlight. What's a highlight and a lowlight, maybe?
Ooh, a highlight and a lowlight. The lowlight is these prices. Canceled. Highlight is honestly seeing all the people in the community. Again, we don't get to really be face-to-face.
Yeah.
Especially because of the pandemic.
Yep.
So now we're like slowly getting out of our shell. Starting to see each other. But I've had a good time. Different panels about toxic masculinity.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? That's the people that's in meetings.
You're pro. So,
you know, exactly.
You're right. Toxic.
I am so toxic.
That's awesome. Amazing. And that's so important, especially in the space. I mean, think back 5-7 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? This was... And before that, it was so much worse. It was a wasteland.
Yeah.
And it's
so much has changed. And
like
the world is starting to respect that gamer culture is an actual thing and people can make this their careers, which is even better.
Yeah.
And it's so diverse. It's not all just cis white dudes. Like, y'all are cute. I love you. But you can, like, step in the back, right? But I'm really happy with how things are going, especially in the gaming industry. And it's only going to keep growing from here. So that's what I'm talking
about. Where are you going? What's next for you? What are you
What's next is my bed.
Yeah.
Next to my bed will be a deck of magic cards.
Yes.
And a banana. So that's what's next for me.
Beautiful. Get that potassium.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I guess, like, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Maybe you can set this the last thing. You settle a debate. We do a little segment on our podcast. We're two South Asians, you know, doing a podcast together.
Bet,
we always do this versus that.
Yeah.
We take an iconic American thing, an iconic South Asian thing. We pit them against each other. And we're surveying the field about this.
Okay.
So, of course, we're in Beantown. We're in Boston, the land of Dunkin' Donuts. So we chose the Dunkin' Donut Munchkin versus the Indian Sweet Gulab Jamun. And it's okay if you haven't tried it.
I have.
Okay.
And it wins.
Okay. Yes.
It's nice. And like, here's the thing. Munchkins are cute. Overrated. I do love Dunkin'. I do. Super sweet.
Yeah, we do love Dunkin', in case you want to sponsor us. We absolutely love Dunkin'.
But there's something about, and what is the kind of guy? I don't want to butcher it. I'm not getting canceled in 2024.
Gulab Jamun.
Gulab Jamun. Yep. Thank you. It was so fresh, and the bread, and all of it just, I want that again.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. All right, you heard it here. Critical Bard goes Gulab Jamun.
Yep.
Huge. Huge vote in favor.
Thank you.
Jumping.
Thank you for choosing right.
It's time to check on the chakra.
Okay, there. I like that. Here at the end of PAX, right? We're closing out PAX East.
That's right.
End of Sunday.
Things are winding down. But, you know, I think video games were seminal. But I don't know that I ever thought growing up I'd be walking through a convention, a video game convention. Did you ever think that was going to happen?
No, genuinely no. I mean, we had an anime convention in downtown San Jose.
Yeah.
Go to that. I used to go to comic book conventions all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, this is can you hear that? There's an arena over there.
There's an arena.
Where people are playing.
Yeah.
I never knew that, like, in all my, like, in college, we just played Smash nonstop, and then we're now here, and there's an entire convention center filled with people playing games.
I know. I have so much that I owe to video games that basically jumps out of my career. The Guild, The Legend of Neil.
Yes.
All video game-based shows, and, I'm so thankful, you know, in a way that people's love for video games extended into me being able to make shows about them. I mean, it's crazy.
And it's look at how many different, as we're walking around in the background, how many different games there are, how many different types of playing there are, how many folks are playing with complete strangers, getting along, understanding a similar vocabulary. I mean, this has become a language.
It's so cool. I just love that sort of the vibe of like, I want to experiment, I want to try something new. If that's a thing for you, you got to make it out to one of these conventions. I mean, it's really cool. If you've ever been an NES nut like I was growing up, or, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, like, this is the thing about being my age, I think, is that we had sort of the feeling of like, oh, if you're gonna grow out of playing video games.
And right.
That's like a kid's thing to do.
Yeah.
And you're gonna stop at a certain point.
Yeah.
I think a lot of folks in my gen are like, oh yeah, they did that. They grew out of it and feel like they couldn't come back to it. But I hope, I mean, I feel like that's changed, obviously.
I would love to destigmatize that. So I would love to,
If you're one of those people, come out to one of these conventions and find your love for video games again. This is absolutely insane.
It's rad.
Like, look at this. What?
Look at that.
For those
look
of you
at this.
Unfamiliar with experiencing esports, right? This is a giant throng of people with commentators watching professional video game players go at it and kick each other's ass. Watching it like it's a prize fight. Taking side bets? People taking side bets right now?
If they're not, we should probably start running that hustle.
We're gonna do some prop bets. Watch, you hear, when this goes to a KO, this is gonna go, they're gonna go crazy.
We're down to 7 seconds. We're down to 6 seconds. Oh my, oh!
Oh! What?
Incredible.
What? I don't know if it was an upset or not, but it was very exciting.
That was an upset. That was an upset. I lost 50.
PAX East is now closed. They just announced it. Oh, boy. We did it. We closed this place down, me and you, dude.
Yep.
Opening to close.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, what a good time. We closed it out.
We did that. That was, you know what I enjoyed? I enjoyed that little, I don't think we caught that moment on film, unfortunately, because I didn't know they were going to do it. But they sort of just announced, right, like, that's it, everybody. That's the end of PAX East. And then, like, everybody who was there, like, kind of
huge
erupted
applause.
In applause. Yeah. And it was, like, kind of a cool moment. Like, we all did it. We did it. You know?
It was... We talk about it when we're hanging out with KP, but it was our first PAX Easts.
It was
right?
My first. Yeah, that's right. It was our first PAX. I've been to PAXes, but that was our first PAX East. And it did have a different vibe. It had an East Coast vibe. It had a Dunkin's vibe.
Yeah.
You know? It had a fucking Dunkin's vibe, bro.
As we went to war with the Dunkin' Donuts munchkin. But it did.
My greatest shame is my love of munchkins over glove, gentlemen. I'm sorry, everyone. My ancestors, I'm sorry.
But we had such a good time, and it truly was like it feels different. It's a convention that feels different. And when, like you said, you know, when they closed it out and they said, you know, lights off, it was just so much applause and cheering, and everyone's like, "We'll see you next year." And it's just a great energy.
Like I'm racking my brain because I've been to so many conventions. I'm like, do they do this at other conventions, or is that just specific to PAX East? Because I guess maybe I don't know that I've ever closed a convention out like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's just like a PAX thing. I don't know. It just felt cool. It was all vibes. It was vibes.
Usually for me, it's like we're all racing around buying like dice with like little ducks and stuff in them. And they're just like, you have to leave. And then they get like water spritzers. And they're just going around just like chasing us out like rats. The rats that we are.
Right. And exactly. They've got like folded, what do you call it? Like newspapers.
Yeah. Get out of here, you animal. Go home. Go get out.
You're going to get. Thanks for joining us for it. As always, if you are enjoying our show, we'd love for you to support us like we have so many supporters. You know, so jump onto that bandwagon if you would. It really helps us out over at Patreon. That's patreon.com/effinfunny, E-F-F-I-N funny. You can jump on at any tier. There's all sorts of fun things. I guess we should just quickly shout out the people because we should do that.
That would be great.
That's our thing. So I'm gonna rip it. It as a announcement over the speakers of PAX East. All right, everybody, put your hands together for Joshua Ryan, Toby M. Carlo, Benjamin Loeb, Miranda Hollinger, Michael Long, Raylan Fox, Celine B, Nervous Rex, Sarah H, Dodeca Catuplet, Varun, Moldivort, Philip Dyson, Kathleen Schlegel, Ducati, Reverend Catino, Brandon Pace, your car is double parked, Monroe Maxwell, Jeremy Schwartz, Han Solso, 8-Bit D, why is she still on? Is she still on here? Okay. Chris Sims, Dan Wally, Christina Romero, Zach, Danny's Corner, Fish, Legion 247, Jeremy O'Brien, Astra, and Brendan Bradley. And of course, I will never close down for the gods. Those are the god tier level people. James Gaffney, Scribbles and Flapjacks, Vaden, and Death Queen Vex. You guys all rule.
Amazing. Some fireworks at the end there, too, if you listen very carefully.
That was pretty exciting. This show has been produced by Anand Shah and Caitlin Mahoney. The show's technical director and sound designer is Delvin Neville. Now I'm in my head. The show's executive producers are, I know how to say this, Sandeep Parikh and Anand Shah. Music by Harshal Sasodia, Jasper Singh, and Malik Zaveri. This has been an Effin' Funny production.
Awesome. Ooh, thanks so much, everyone.